Tell me the circumstances under which you joined the Senators in 1944.
I was signed by Joe Cambria. He was a scout of the old Washington Senator, and of course this man spent most of his time in Cuba, and he signed a lot of former ball players, and he signed quite a few of boys, including myself, and we came to spring training, and that's the reason I became a part of the Washington Senator organization in 1944. Mm-hmm. And of course, I was during the war, and I feel that, and I know at the time, that the only reason they kept me there was because of the shortage of ball play that they were overseas. And I should have been playing in minor league baseball, but they kept me and a few of the other boys around, and I just got in a few ball games. Sure, I got some good experience being among some great ball play at the time they were playing with the Washington Senator, but looking back now, I could have been playing minor league baseball.
Mm-hmm. Now, what were you doing in Cuba at the time you were signed? Were you playing semi-pro ball there, or were you a student, or
no?
School?
No, in Cuba, I was playing amateur baseball. We didn't have a semi-pro baseball. They only had professional baseball, and I was playing in an amateur league called the National League. In other words, they had over 23 baseball teams, and this is what most of the players that went to the professional rank, either in the state or went to the color league and played with this great color ball player, used to play in a professional winter league. But I went to high school, I was going to junior college, and this is when I was playing amateur baseball, and Mr. Cambria approached me, and he talked to my parents, and he signed me and took me to College Park, Maryland. This is where they were training, because during the war they could not go into Florida, so I was trained there, and they kept me all 1944, and then of course 1945 I started the season, then I was sent down to Buffalo in the National League.
I see. Now, if I'm not mistaken, in the spring of 1944 there was a blizzard, a big snowstorm that kind of swept across the country, and it was very cold that spring. Is this kind of a weather shock for you? I mean, with Cuba being warm and then coming up to Maryland and having snow in the ground?
Well, there's no question that it happened even in today's player coming from this Latin country, you know, when they have to start the season in early April and or early May, you are in town like New York or Toronto and some of this weather, you know, that it bothered the ball player, and I think it bothered even the American players. And of course, in those days, like we just mentioned, we were training in College Park, Maryland, which the weather was very cold, and many days that we went out and we have to work out with jackets, and it was very uncomfortable. And most of the Latin ball players, including myself, we suffered a lot.
Did you have any diet problems or other environmental problems, trouble making the shift between cultures?
No, I say that most of the Latin ball players, when they first come to this country, you know what I mean, you just have to make some adjustment about your eating habit, your food habit, but it's no question that with the work every day and the training and the good food, we get stronger and bigger.
And you wish to comment on any of the other Latin ball players in the club? I think most of them were Cubans, although Alejandro Carrasquel, I think, was from Caracas.
Well, we had quite a few, and in my memory, if I can make a recollection, Alejandro Carrasquel was from Venezuela. At the time, we had Gil Torres from Cuba, Mike Guerra from Cuba, Bobby Estalella just came over with us. He used to be before with the Philadelphia A's. We have a boy named Luis Suarez. We have Hidalgo, Armando Gallar, Wito Alomar, Santiago Rich,
Jose Sardón,
and
Ortiz.
Bob Ortiz, which he came way before that. I feel the group that came in 1944 was Luis Suarez, Sardón, Hidalgo, Gallar, and because we were younger than the previous player that came in summer in 1939 or early 40, La Bob Ortiz, Estalella, Gil Torres, yes, and Mike Guerra. All those fellows were signed, you know, by Joe Cambria too, but in the late 30s and early 40s.
Mm-hmm. I know that there was some some unpleasant comments made about the Latin players and the Cubs. In fact, I think that Tom Turner and Bob Ortiz had a big fight one time. They were calling you Blue Jays Cuban Giants. How did you fellas handle that? I mean, did you just accept it as part of the game and keep your mouth shut, or what?
Well, I think that we all accept it, that any athlete have to accept it. I think most of the time, when you hear that jockeying from the other benches is trying to get you upset so that you cannot concentrate in the game. Sure, sometimes you don't like to hear some of the abuse that you get, not even from the play, even from the fans. But to me, when you are a professional athlete, you should forget those things and concentrate in your own ball game and leave the person that mattered away, because after all, even today, you hear sometimes even ourselves from our bench, we getting somebody because we know that this kid that we call him is rabbit ear. You know, he pay attention when you holler names to him. But that don't mean that we mean that way. We was trying to get him upset and maybe in a way to help our ball club to win the ball game. I remember the fight Bob Ortiz and Turner had in St. Louis at the time with the St. Louis Brown. It happened in St. Louis. And of course, they all got together. They were calling us a lot of names. And of course, Ortiz was the biggest fellow of us. So he had the challenge. And
he was the spokesman.
Well, he was not a representative. He was the biggest Cuban we had in the ball club. And there were two big men. And they went over there and they had it out. And then after that, they shook hands. And one of the things that happened in any sport.
Was Turner a big man, too?
Turner was a big man. Sure, he was.
I see. What do you remember about the final day of that season when Leonard beat Detroit? If Detroit had won, they would have won the pennant, but of course the Browns beat the Yankees, and Leonard, I think, fired a four-hitter at the Tigers. That must have been some day. I know he got a bribe phone call in the hotel room that morning.
Well, I don't know about any bribe or call or what happened. I know that in those days that the Washington Ball Club, they had a fine pitching staff, and most of them were knuckleballer pitcher, and I know... Sometime I run into Rick Ferrell, and now he's a vice president of the Detroit Baseball Club, and we start talking about that fine pitching staff, and he had to catch this knuckleball, and Dutch Leona was one of the best pitchers in the American League at the time, and probably was the best pitcher we had in the ball club, and I thought our club played great ball, and in 1945 we came second. And of course, Detroit won in 1945, but in 1944, like you mentioned a while ago, Doug Leona pitched a tremendous ball game against Detroit, and then St. Louis Brown, I seen Chet Lapp hit two home runs and won the game, and St. Louis Brown went into the World Series to play against St. Louis Cardinals.
So you stayed with the Senators the whole season in 44?
In 1944, they were thinking of sending me down to Chattanooga. But when they told me I was going to go down, John Sullivan was a shortstop at the time, hurt his leg, and they just kept me for insurance. And like I said before, I didn't get to play much. Mm-hmm. And today I said, and that's what I mentioned, some of the young ball players, when they are sent down and they get upset, and I said, this is where you should go, you get the experience, and playing. Mm-hmm. It's good to be in the major league, but someday you might be back and be able to play regular, but the only way you're going to be able to be a good ball player is you get to play every day. And this is one of the things that now I understand, the reason that I was not sent down like several other ball players, because we didn't have enough players to make a ball club.
Fine. Mr. Gomez, thanks for...